the collapse of Germany, well, of course, you had the First World War, which Germany lost overwhelmingly. During that time, the value of the German mark fell by something like half, and the German public, the German economy, woke up from the war, ignorant of what had happened to their currency during it, but realizing that they had been totally impoverished. And they'd also lost 2 million men, working men, working age, and the economy was in a terrible state. At that point, there was revolution threatening, in fact, all over Europe. The Russian Revolution had already happened. And politicians were terrified of the growing unemployment and of what was happening to the economy. The immediate problem was that they did not understand something called the quantity theory of money, and they thought that by printing money, they could get themselves out of trouble. They had a president of their bank, their central bank, the Reichsbank, who actually boasted about the amount of money he could turn out from the presses. The effect was monetary inflation so great that eventually the trust in money disappeared, which is always the danger of inflation of any kind, and the mark collapsed totally. When it died, and then the German economy simply went down the drain.
And when we say the money collapsed totally, that brings to mind the classic image of a woman with a wheelbarrow full of bills to go buy a single loaf of bread.
That's right.
And that's not an exaggeration.
The mark, which is worth the same as a British shilling, which is to say, I can't remember, in dollars, whatever it was. The gold mark, which was worth, I suppose, about 25 cents in American money, became worth in 1923, three years after the inflation really seriously started, became worth 1 million marks. So it had collapsed so totally that you needed 1 million marks to buy what a mark had bought in 1918, or even more for what it had bought before the First World War in 1914.
1 million marks to buy the same thing that one mark used to be able to buy.
Right. I mean, that was total collapse. By that time, no one would accept the mark, of course, for any reason at all. And the fall of the mark, which began seriously just after the First World War in 1918, went faster and faster and faster. And right through 1923, that was the year of the what is called wheelbarrow inflation, when people were quite literally taking their wages away in wheelbarrows, hoping to spend it before the value of what they had fell even further.
Right. In the time that it took them to get it somewhere, it had fallen even more.
There are lots and lots of stories of that kind, that you went into a restaurant and you ordered a meal, and by the time you finished your meal, the price of the meal had gone up. That's just the mark at the end was falling that fast.
Oh,
and every day,
fast.
Two or three new indexes came out saying what it was now worth against the dollar, against gold, or whatever. But these stories, I mean, they are always amusing to us. But to realize that people had so lost their trust in money that when they got any, they immediately rushed either to convert it into foreign currency, if they could,
right,
or simply to get rid of it onto any kind of goods that would hold more value than the paper that they were holding.
Yeah, and I know this people really did live through that, so I don't mean to laugh, but it seems so absurd that you have to be eating so fast to try to get your money paid. Be better off to pay for your dinner up front than to wait for the bill.
All these kind of stories happened, but equally, foreigners used to come into Germany, tourists, finding that with a single dollar, they could buy a night in a hotel, two or three meals, and goodness knows what else, and come out of Germany with change.
Oh,
this is because they got so many marks for the dollar. because everybody wanted foreign currency, the only thing worth having. And partly because the ignorance of what was happening to the, to money in Germany was almost total. It was, as with all inflations, I'd like to relate this to the inflations we know, which are much gentler, but no less serious in the long run. People tend to object when prices go up, instead of doing the more logical thing, but harder to understand, striking whatever against the reduction in the value of our money. And because it is the loss of value of the money that is the problem, not that prices are going up, even though they may as well. And the cause of the loss of value of your currency is almost always to be laid at the door of the bank, of the central bank or the government.
Part of the story, in a way, is the arrogance of the people who were in charge of the Weimar Republic during this time, of what they thought that they could do, and what they thought that there were abilities that that they could tweak it here or tweak it there, and how clueless they were as to how poorly structured the underpinnings were for the economy.
Yes. The problem, one of the main problems, certainly in the later stages of the German inflation, is their failure to understand that there was a direct connection between the quantity of money and its exchange value. They thought that the mark was going down because of speculation, because of all kinds of historic reasons, without understanding that the more you printed, the less people trusted the money, and the quicker it circulated, and the lower its rate went. But they simply said, no, you had to print money because the mark was sinking, not that the mark was sinking because you were printing money. This failure to understand the quantitative theory of money, as it's called, was what really sank the German economy. That, and for those who did understand what was going on, cowardice about facing the inevitable problems of reconstruction, which eventually came. They did when the mark had disappeared down the plug hole and no one took it anymore. It was then possible to reconstruct an economy with a new currency. But
right.
It cost an awful lot in social terms.